SS.
We're just a few minutes away from a visit from money tracker Don Grant.
Woo!
Don will tell us about longevity, the key to financial planning. We'll see what Don has in store for us coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Wichita area's air quality declared unhealthy because of smoke from western wildfires. The body of a swimmer who went missing last weekend at Cheney Reservoir has been found and the victim identified. This is primary election day. Two of Wichita's six city council districts are involved. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, just getting a look at the which way cameras out there. Yeah, you can definitely see the haze in the air. Looks a little bit thicker in some areas than others. Doesn't really appear to be affecting visibility that badly. Just be a little extra careful out there today. Traffic volumes really are starting to pick up out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And taking a look at our weather forecast here on this Tuesday morning. Sunny sky, the hazy conditions, as Jad was talking about. Breeze out of the northeast. Looking at a high today of 64. I'm sorry, it's currently 64 degrees. We're looking at a high today of 86. It'll be dry and quiet overnight, low down to 63. And then pretty much the same tomorrow. A few clouds on Wednesday with a high of 87. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at The Monarch. That's 579 West Douglas in Delano. The Monarch. 649 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's check in and see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Investors were looking for direction. At one point, the Dow flirted with record territory, but later bounced between gains and losses. The Dow 30 ending the day at 34,838, a loss of 97 points. The S&P 500 also fell, but by a mere 8 points, closing at 4,387. And the NASDAQ finished the session with a gain of 8 points, taking it to 14,681. Investors have been optimistic about the economy, but there are also concerns about the Delta variant and how a spike in COVID cases could slow economic growth. Roger Stern, Fox News.
It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And longevity, key to financial planning. It's time to welcome in our special guest in studio, Don Grant, the Money Tracker, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. I was going to say Steve and Ted. That's Steve's out
whatever.
Today, but hey, Steve in spirit, you know. Ted, when I fire up that financial planning software, I feed in every quantifiable fact about my clients' financial lives. That includes their income, net worth, debt, spending, projected spending, goals, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there is a key number that needs to be put into that program, life expectancy. Well, it's a really tough one to answer, actually. It is impossible to answer with any exact accuracy. No one knows when they're going to die, and most people don't want to even talk about it. Well, the default for most planning software is age 90. That's the age that often targeted on how long retirement assets need to last. So you can understand the importance of coming up with a realistic as number as possible. Now, we can't predict an accidental death, but we can explore our general health and family longevity. The Capital Group has found a trend that could be financially devastating. On average, most Americans underestimate their longevity by 5 years. I think I've kind of found this too. People look at longevity statistics, which always consider the aggregate. Using those numbers, Americans are not doing well when it comes to longevity because we're falling behind many other first world countries, and we're dropping. COVID has lowered the average American lifespan to 77.8 years. Even before the pandemic, deaths from the opioid crisis is blamed for shortening the average lifespan. Now, a couple that is 65 right now can expect another 20 years on average. And one spouse will probably live into their 90s. An 84-year-old woman in good health is expected to live another 14 years. Now, we cannot predict our lifespan with any certainty. So when planning, add another 5 years of life onto whatever age you think you may die, if you can even try to guess that. Now, if you don't live that long, you could leave a better legacy. If you do, you've planned to pay for it. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222, and make sure when you call that you ask for Don Grant.
Yeah, talking to people about that can be a tricky situation.
It is, and I.
But it's something it needs to, you know, you need
to
think about.
You know, the Capital Group came up with this thing. It said that people are underestimating, and I do have people who come in and say, "Yeah, my dad died young or whatever,
right.
And I'm probably not going to make it past 80." And I'm looking at them, I'm going, "Dude, you're going to 90. You know, I know it. You know, so I mean, I'm." You know, guessing, but that's the way we plan. Sort of be a little conservative,
yeah,
and overplan.
To overestimate.
Yeah.
And if you make it to 90, super.
So how about that air quality out there, huh?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know. I think I told you
yesterday. I know it bothers a lot of people. I guess it doesn't affect me.
Well, you know what bothered me is I made that drive back from Kansas City Sunday, and it just...
Well, when you see it in an open space.
When you see it and
yeah.
you just, and you know, the Flint Hills are so beautiful
right.
and you want to see that sky and everything, it just kind of put a on top of it.
Yeah, I would imagine it's more dramatic
yeah.
in that sense.
And I noticed it's out there this morning.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
You can see
yeah.
that. Yeah. But such is life, huh?
I suppose. It's amazing, though, that stuff that's happening half a continent away is
I know.
Here it is.
Well,
in our...
I don't know if you remember when that Icelandic volcano.
Yeah.
Was it Iceland,
mm-hmm.
I think?
Yeah,
yeah, that I remember that affecting the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you would see those particles.
Which is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's we all affect each other. So.
I know. That's what they always, you know.
Yeah.
And this kind of reinforces it.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's a small world after all. We're all affected.
Yeah, don't sing any more of that or we owe Disney money.
And plus, that's a good point. Plus, it'll get stuck in your head, too.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll let you get on with your Dave so you can enjoy your longevity.
I'm working hard to try to make it longevity.
All right.
So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Don. That is the Money Tracker every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We're going to be speaking live with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London. We have a little bit of international intrigue at the Olympics. We've got a 4-pack to give away to the National Baseball Congress World Series. We'll tell you about new KDHE numbers for COVID here in the state. A lot to get to in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.